against the Patriots more than most. Do you put your finger on what you've been doing, able to do well?
No, it's none particular. I think that we, you know, have done well against them. We just played well. We've always had a good game plan going against them. And we just executed, you know, what we had to do. So, you know, hopefully we can do the same thing this weekend.
You know, one thing Brady said this week is you guys have managed to get ahead of them quickly in those games seems to be a key.
Very true, very true. We have we've definitely jumped out on them in these last few times we've played them. And they've kind of been playing from behind. So, you know, hopefully we can do it again. But if not, we're going to have to battle it out. We know it's going to be a hell of a game. Know they're going to be prepared, be ready. Belichick has always got those guys ready. And we all know what Tom can do. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge from my end.
I know you're also really proud of the red zone coverage so far, and, you know, keeping teams out of the end zone, kind of end sooner or later, but I know you're proud of the way things are going.
Well, I hope it ends later than sooner, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, we feel good about where we are. There's still some things that we can improve, some strides that we can make, but at this point, you know, we feel good about, you know, the level in which we're playing, and hopefully we can keep it up.
You're tight with Rod. You see him down last week. You worry about Rod a little bit at all, or is that something you can't think about?
No, I don't worry about Rod, man. Rod is he's the old vet on the team, and you know, sometimes those things happen. You know, you get older, and you can't take licks like you used to, and it's just the way it is, man. But you know, we all know Mr. Smith. We know he's gonna fight through it and give us what he's got, and that's all you can ask for.
Al, all 16 games are big, but don't games like this just feel a little bit different during the week you get ready for?
Honestly, no.
Really?
No. You know, for me. Maybe for somebody else, but for me it doesn't. I mean, you know, it's another game. It's the next game on the schedule. After you've played in so many games, I mean, you understand and you know what to expect. And you know the atmosphere, you know what it's going to be like. So, you know, the approach for me is the same. The feeling is the same. And, you know, you just go out and play the game to the best of your ability.
Do you think it's another game for them because they know full well what happened?
Well, yeah, because it's still early, so, you know, you can't worry about that. I mean, if they put all their focus on this particular game, you know, they're going to struggle later on down the road. So, you know, you just got to take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and, you know, let your players go out and make plays.
A lot of you guys have been playing so well on defense, but Ian last game especially really just, I mean, he seemed to be everywhere.
Well, I mean, that's what we expect, you know, Ian to do, and he showed us, you know, why he's a player he is. He took over that game. Late when we needed him to, and that's what it's going to take for us to be successful. It's going to be times where guys going to have opportunity to make plays defensively, and we're going to need some guys to take over. And Ian was a prime example of that on Sunday.
What dimension has Maroney brought to their running game?
Young, energetic, gives a chance to give Corey Dillon some rest, and you know, he brings great vision, toughness, and I think the kind of player Belichick really likes. So it's going to be a challenge for us to go out and compete at the highest level, to tackle well, and force those guys to do some things they don't want to do.
Is there some greater weight just because of the bye week is so early that 1-2, you'd have to think about it for 2 weeks if you lose a game like this, or does it not matter?
I don't think about losing. I don't know. I don't losing.
I mean, you're 2-1. You have a bunch of better feeling, you know.
Losing, yeah. So ask me what it's gonna be like to be 2-1. Don't ask me what it'll be like to be 1-2. I don't plan on losing. I don't expect to lose. I don't prepare to lose. I don't think anybody on this team does. And if they do, they need to get the hell out of here. And you know, we expect to be 2-1 going into the bye week.